Warning, we are a spoilers podcast. At times, we are also an offensive podcast. And we are most certainly a verbally explicit podcast. So if you fear for any of your delicate sensibilities, please back up now before you reach the point of no return. All right, pussies, this is your final warning.
Welcome to Cinematic Anarchy, the podcasting equivalent of a plugged-in hairdryer dropped into the running shower just after your roommate stepped out of it. This is Cinematic Anarchy.
Alrighty then. What the fuck is up, guys?
Oh, it's been a while. It's been a while.
It is.
I want to say it's been a while. We put out a couple of episodes that were intended to have been released last year at some point as sort of backups, and then we were like, you know what? We're all exhausted. We are all exhausted. Let's take a little bit of a break and just kind of put out, I want to say decent episodes, but some of them were kind of trashy. I mean, they were. A little trashy. And this will be the final episode of season 3. So this is the last episode. And we didn't do what we normally do. We're not doing a wrap-up episode this year. We are doing a Hulu original film called Crawlers.
Yeah. I like this movie.
Which is sort of a teenage...
Sean's fucking hands down my favorite character.
I want to say this is like a teenage version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Kind of, but not really.
With sort of a twist like The Thing.
Yeah.
Where it can emulate anybody that they come in contact with. Well, I mean, blood-to-blood contact with, but... Feels a little like that... You remember the Alien movie that we were talking about for Betty White? It feels a lot like that. We were talking about them consuming people and taking on their personas.
I dig.
So.
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
I liked this movie. Fucking. It starts out with this girl, Shauna. She's talking to the camera about how some shit went down a year ago. And she's pretty sure that the government is watching her. And she's like, I swear to God, she's not crazy. She kind of is.
A movie that postulates... What if you were a conspiracy theorist and your conspiracy theories actually came true? So, this is not like hardcore conspiracy, though. This is like the kind of softer, like, aliens are taking over kind of conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, come to arms kind of conspiracy. Well, they did.
The background behind this whole film is... Shauna's mother in 1978, I think it was.
I believe so, yes.
On St. Patrick's Day, saw a meteorite hit the earth near in their little fucking town. And she's over here telling everybody about these microscopic organisms that she found on the meteorite. And fucking everyone's like, oh, you're crazy and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But turns out that she was fucking right. Because, what, 21 years later on St. Patrick's Day, they fucking start... subtly taking everything over, and
I wonder how the first one took over a human body. Like, did they just bite a human body, like a little red ant?
I think it happened like, I don't know, a rat or a stray dog or cat or some shit fucking like came in contact with the organisms on the meteorite, and then like it portrayed as rabies and just attacked fucking some random person, and that's how they got the DNA to shapeshift into that.
Well, it sounds like they're shapeshifting organisms to begin with, so I don't think it would have been like a rabies type symptom. I think like the organism would have come in contact with like a rat.
Shape. That's how they get the DNA to fucking whatever the host has to ingest.
So I think, it's kind of like what you were saying, but I think it kind of moved its way. It probably got to a rat first, and the organism infected the rat and became the rat.
Yep.
You know, and then it moved up, you know, rat bites the cat bites the dog bites the human bites human, and so on and so forth.
And so on and so forth.
So it's all human-on-human violence after that. But, as you were saying, well, that's like the middle of the story. You went right to the middle of the story when the mother's explaining.
No,
everything.
I'm saying like this is the background.
Well, yeah, like, but doesn't the background get told in the middle of the story though?
Well, fucking, I'm telling it how I'm telling it.
It's like you just jumped right into the middle of everything, and I'm sitting here like, wait, hold on, we haven't gotten to Mama yet, you know, Mama with a shotgun.
Fucking talking about Mama. I was talking about the fucking meteorite that hit the Earth in 1978.
Right. Yes. Which
is told literally throughout the entire fucking movie.
Well, yes and no. I mean, most of the background, all of that stuff happened. That came out of Mama's mouth when they went over there and she was trying to explain what was going on.
Shauna was literally telling people at the pub, well, my mom saw the meteorite hit in 1978 and she was convinced that, you know, there are these microscopic organisms that consume and become people. And they were fucking right.
They started off most of the story with
going around the entire movie telling people that her mom saw that shit, and she's that, like, that's the whole basis behind her conspiracy theorist personality.
They started off the beginning of the story with Officer Dominic, who happens to be the first one that runs across these alien creatures. One of them attacking some drunk student in the middle of the street. They don't quite explain the shape-shifting capabilities at that point. So they kind of slightly touch on it when we get out to the pub where all the girls are. You know, you end up with Misty and, well, is it Chloe?
Chloe.
Misty and Chloe, and they're going over this whole thing with the ultra creepy rapey dudes. Chloe.
Frat boys.
Sorry, not Chloe. Misty is trying to recover from Michael, who had, I guess she thought had roofied her drink and had done untoward things to her while she was unconscious, which she said she could never really remember or prove, so she couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So you have the underlying Me Too date rape thing, and then they start talking about don't lump everybody into the same category with Erin and everything, and I'm like, well, not for nothing. I kind of agree with what she said shortly thereafter. It's like, I know I'm not supposed to lump everybody into the same category, but, you know, you're judged by the company you keep. You're like friends with all these guys, and you spend all your time with them, and you live in the same house with them. So the reason you're lumped into the same category is,
you're not a bad guy. You just live with bad guys and hang out with bad guys and do drugs with bad guys and drink with bad guys.
It's like, you're judged by the company you keep. And it's very true.
Yeah.
You are. You're judged by the company you keep, unfortunately. I've had a couple of really, really bad friends. Like, really bad friends. Trust me. I can tell you stories about a friend of mine that was a womanizer and a half. But I'm not going to tell you on the podcast right now.
Yeah, no. You're just going to make me mad.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe I will one day. We'll have an entire Tea Time episode about it. We'll just talk about bad men. Bad men in general.
Again.
I've got stories. Well, that was the good guy syndrome.
Most of my fucking rants are about bad guys.
Well, I mean, not for nothing. I don't
bad guys who think they're nice guys.
I don't go and toot the horn for my own part of the species here, let me tell you. I'm not raising any parties or anything to celebrate them at this point. It's like, dude, you're on your own. You did some shit. Own it. Stop trying to deny it. So, we're in the pub where she's going over this whole thing. We're starting to realize that her friend Chloe is a little self-centered. You kind of get that feeling. She's starting to replace Misty with this Eugene.
Yeah.
Because
he's a total fucking bitch.
Well, I mean, she's right on the surface bitch too. There's nothing covert about it. It's just right out in the open bitch. I personally think, based off of what's going on and how she acted, I personally think that she was an alien long before the scene where they pretended that
she became
an alien. That's
what I was thinking.
I don't think that scene where they kind of had her looking at one of the aliens outside was...
I think she was just, like, convening with another person in the hive mind.
Exactly. I think that there was just her leaving to give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, like, oh my god, I'm back with you because somebody tried to chase me down, you know?
I'm over here trying to find the fucking IMDb for crawlers, and...
I'm in it right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. And it's a fucking TV episode to Into the Dark.
It's not a TV episode. That's what it's listed as on IMDb. What they consider, the reason why they call it a TV episode, anything that is considered
it's only on Hulu.
It's a Hulu original, so any movie that's considered a Hulu original, they apparently log most of them as TV episodes, because technically, it's a made-for-Hulu TV movie. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
but they don't do that for Netflix or Prime.
I don't know. Well, then again,
it doesn't make sense!
Netflix also doesn't have an option to run cable television through it. So, technically, Hulu acts as its own cable channel.
I don't know, man. It's a little sus. Hulu's getting, like, ousted over here.
I don't know. I actually like some of Hulu's, like, horror films a little bit better than...
Well, yeah, it's not all bad.
The made-for-Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
Though, I will admit, they lean a little hard into the teen comedy aspect of things. So they do, like, teen comedic horrors, which are kind of hit or miss. This was more hit than miss, but there's certain points in here. Like, there's definitely people that I really think that they could have replaced or done better with. Erin being one of them.
Chloe being another.
Now, Chloe was a perfect selfish bitch for what she was. She was. The person that played Chloe did a good job. They didn't have her on screen enough. Yeah?
I didn't really like her actress.
I mean, she really wasn't on screen that much, so my judgment was the few scenes that she was in, she did all right with. Erin, on the other hand, like, especially in the first meeting between, like, them and Shauna's mother.
She's got a very forgettable, like, personality and face. And
I remember one line. One line off the top of my head.
I think I love you?
Yes, that. Right there. That's it. That is the only part where she shoots the alien in the head. It's like, I think I love you. Ew.
Gross. That was my favorite line.
That was definitely my favorite line. Well, not in the movie itself, but just... Actually, now that I think about it, probably my favorite line in the movie.
Gross. Yeah.
Probably my favorite line in the movie, because it's the one that stuck out first.
Right.
And it's the thing is, it's the only thing, the only line that Erin delivers that I really, like, enjoyed at all. Like, even that whole thing where they're sitting in the back seat.
Did you watch all the way, like, through the credits and shit where they're doing the bloopers?
All of him trying. I feel like he would have done better if he played the comedic romantic lead a little harder than the, you gotta feel bad for me because I'm not that guy kind of guy. I didn't like that. It's like, fuck that. Shut up. Are you hanging out with the guy that roofied her and date raped her and living in the same house? You didn't move out afterwards, did you? No? Did you raise a hand and call the cops? No? Oh, guess what? You're a deuce by association. Look at that.
Yeah.
Deuce?
Exactly.
I called him a deuce. I guess that works. He's a shit.
It works.
A deuce by association. You're a fucking shit.
Fucking.
I have an appreciation for the mom. The mom did her thing pretty well. I liked her.
Yeah.
That's Mrs. Shore, played by Virginia Louise Smith. So she did a really good job. It's like, whoa, that's your mom? Yeah, that's my mom, the one holding a shotgun to your face right now.
I fucking love her.
Little Mambo. Instead
She's of like, Rambo. I fucking told everybody. I fucking knew it. We're all fucked. I got some C4 in the kitchen if you want it.
I do like that one little scene as they're going to the hive, where Shauna's just like, I'm in this weird moment where, like, I'm really, really happy that I've been right all along, but it also is really upsetting because that also means that we're all in a lot of trouble and it might be at the end of the world. So, yeah. It's like, happy and sad. Happy and sad.
Fucking Shauna and her mother are the best characters in the entire film. Fuck Misty, fuck everyone else. Honestly, no, Misty wasn't a terrible character.
No. Misty wasn't a terrible character. I didn't really like Eugene very much, but I think that was because of the way they played her character. They played her as a bitch the entire way through. Chloe was just sort of... She was a little aloof. So she was supposed to play self-centered, and, like, I didn't get the self-centered thing until the last few moments.
Yeah.
You know? So she didn't play the selfish, self-centered thing well enough. I don't think.
Yeah, no. She just played the fucking bitchy best friend who didn't believe that her friend got assaulted.
I don't know I'm stumbling over my tongue now.
And which is why the fucking Misty and Chloe haven't been hanging out because
Misty told her about it
and fucking she didn't believe her.
She didn't believe that Chloe, I don't know if it was, because she said, I don't think she believed me, but it's also like, did she care enough about me to actually put that much thought into it? And I really don't get the sense that she did. Like, I really liked how they kind of struck that home at the end where it's like, the girl's like, I don't care. I just don't want to die. I don't want to die. She's like, yeah, I knew that you were so self-centered. You even wouldn't even tell me what I wanted to hear in that moment. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you see that look in Chloe's eyes like, fuck, I'm a bitch. Damn. Yep. So, hey, by the way, spoilers, that's the end of the movie.
Like, no. Pretty much. There's a very, very last end scene where fucking Shauna's talking to the camera and she's explaining how, like, you know, that's how it all ended up. And she's been close. She's become close with Misty and she's kind of seeing Aaron, but not really.
Right.
And then another meteor hits in the background.
Is it bad that I watched the entire film and it wasn't until the second time through that the name Crawlers struck me? I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about crawlers? What does that have to do with the... Oh, wait a minute. They're all bar crawlers. It's all about a bar crawl. And I'm like partway through the beginning of the second watching of the film before the name kind of... Oh, okay, I got it. I understand now.
It didn't click in my brain the first time watching it either.
I'm like, why are they calling these aliens crawlers? I don't see any of them really crawling. What's...
Right? Need to make sense.
Also, kudos for being one of the few horror films that take place during St. Patrick's Day of all things. You know, we got the Leprechaun series, but that's a little too on the nose.
And the aliens bleed green.
That I felt was a little on the nose. It wasn't just green blood either. It was like mucus.
It was like green slime.
It was like the stuff that used to fall from the ceiling on Nickelodeon.
Exactly.
You know?
It was a little more clear than that. That was like solid slime.
Yeah, it was some of it was solid. That entire scene where they're stomping alien officer Dominic's head, where Aaron's stomping his head, was like slime.
Yeah, but then when fucking Shauna stabbed Eugene in the head,
that
it drizzled down as like a clear green goo.
Right. There wasn't a consistency between what the green was.
Right?
There was no consistency. So one is like green, gooey slime, and the other one's just like this drippy, runny mess. And it's like...
And them killing the nest was super anticlimactic.
Like, I was hoping for like some big battle or something, not just...
But they're just wandering through a fucking warehouse that's super fogged up. And just randoms dancing to super low music.
There's so many opportunities for jump scares and different things that could have happened. And I feel
nothing happened.
Oh, they cakewalked it home. That's what happened. And they set it up for a sequel. So in all honesty, if they make a Crawlers 2, if they don't do far fucking better than this, I'm going to be disappointed. I really am going to be disappointed. Because it played a little bit more like a teen comedy than it did an actual horror film. And with the fact that they opted out of the blood by having just green goo, you know... How many wounds did you actually see outside of Aaron's?
None. Honestly, they should have just shown Chloe's fucking arm, and that would have been that.
They should have.
They're standing there like, oh my god, how do I tell which one's which? The same way that you've been telling how everyone else is a fucking alien. Look at the wound on her arm.
Right. The problem was Chloe didn't even want to be cut to be able to give herself up as non-alien. So Chloe wasn't doing anything but protecting herself. That's kind of where the self-centered part came in. That is the only part of the movie where she really felt self-centered, you know?
Yeah, but still, she should have just... All she had to do would be like, hey, look at this. And if they saw her bleeding red, they would have known. And then just... But
right.
No.
If she
had to do this whole, like, oh, you're just a self-centered bitch.
Not for nothing, but you saw
that self-realization
on Aaron's leg, right? That's not just a bandage, by the way. When he went back, he was like, I need a Band-Aid. That's not a Band-Aid situation there. Band-Aid's that little adhesive strip. What you need is you need gauze and some fucking tape to wrap that thing up, and maybe a tourniquet, depending upon how bad it's bleeding. But there's...
I mean, honestly, just take a fucking iron and cauterize the wound.
There is no reason...
That's
that
painfully close to an artery.
There's no reason that if the alien that was wearing Michael's skin went and bit her and turned into her, there's no reason why Chloe shouldn't have been bleeding profusely enough that it would have been leaking out between her fingers. You're not just going to keep it all in place with a hand. Okay, this is not one of those stick-on tattoos.
There wasn't a very big budget for them.
No. Well, also, yeah, I don't think Hulu has as big a budget as
Netflix. It was probably all spent on that fucking egg thing in the
right?
Fucking ceiling.
Like, all that, and whatever they used, the vats of green goo and the dummy that they turned into Officer Dominic's face, you know,
yeah,
during the stomping incident. All right, we're going to take a very quick break, and after we let our sponsors speak for themselves, we will be back to talk about the remainder of this movie.
All right.
So, getting back to the last little bits, we kind of went through most of it. I realized that we were able to get through the meat of this movie in about 20 minutes, so there really isn't a whole lot to it. But there is a little bit to talk about. I want to talk about that quick fight between Misty and Eugen shortly after they're leaving Shauna's mother's place. She's, I mean, a pure bitch throughout the entire movie. So how they figured, how Misty was like, oh my god, she's one of those alien bitches. How? She didn't change at all during this entire fucking movie. She didn't.
No, not at all. Honestly, she looked like she was suspicious of her to begin with.
Right. Like something weird lying underneath, like they were saying. Yeah.
Fucking, I don't know, she completely changed her attitude once she came back from fucking dipping out at Shauna's mom's house.
Well, she was flip-flopping back and forth, like, I don't want to go do this, then she left, and then she comes back, and I want to do this, and then she goes with them, I don't want to do this. I don't think anything changed, so they didn't have a significant enough change for Eugen for there to be like, yeah, she was being a real bitch, but that was her thing the entire movie, being a real bitch.
Yeah.
So, going from being a real bitch to still being a real bitch, there's not enough to go, she's an alien! No, she's a bitch. I mean, she is an alien. But she was an alien long before you killed her, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
And the stupidity of Misty handing over the knife. Just give me the knife! No.
Doesn't make sense. Shauna's smarter than that.
Shauna's smarter than that. Misty is an emotional wreck the entire movie. She is.
Looking for a bitch that doesn't give two fucks about her.
Well, that's the big difference between her and Chloe, is Chloe doesn't give two fucks about her, but she cares a lot about Chloe. So, yeah.
Not after this movie.
No. I mean, somehow, I get the
Shauna was talking about how Misty unfollowed Chloe and, like, blocked her on everything after that.
Yeah. How much do you want to bet that they're going to have a sequel and then Misty and Chloe are going to just be thick as thieves again?
Doubtful. You know,
doubtful. Nah, I think that Misty comes to Chloe's rescue once again in the midst of an all-out
invasion.
No, I think
Chloe's going to get turned into a fucking alien and then Sean is going to be like, so can I fuck her up now?
I'm allowed to? Can I do that?
Yeah, because they're Shauna and Misty are becoming friends now, so.
True. And,
Shauna's got a thing with Aaron.
Aaron doesn't need to make it to the next movie, please.
No, he doesn't.
Unless Aaron goes full comedic, I don't care. He had some
Honestly, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing Shauna and Misty end up together.
So Cameron Fuller that plays Aaron, like, if he plays up the cute but funny thing, he could do a Ryan Reynolds or what is the other guy that I'm thinking of? Fuck. I was thinking Ryan Reynolds or Channing Tatum, real quick. He could do one of those two. Because they can both turn on the cute but the funny at the same time. But I think they tried to make him too much of a pity me kind of character, and I don't think that works for him and how he is naturally.
Yeah.
Because that entire... They could have put that whole thing in the movie, that entire end credits scene with him just going back and forth like, I love you, you know? That whole thing at the end, they could have put into the movie any of those lines that he just rattled off, and he shows that he has, you know, decent comedic mind.
Yeah, I mean, I like that at the end. He's like, so can I take you out to dinner? And she's like, no. He's like, coffee? She's like, maybe.
I think I really like you. I'm not entirely sure. I'm feeling a little euphoric. That might be because of the loss of blood. I think it was something along that lines, but you know.
Yeah.
So there really wasn't a lot to talk about outside of the few little things like Aaron accidentally tripping the alarm in the middle of the foggy dance floor.
Okay, favorite death.
Favorite death I'm gonna have to say is Eugen dying. That was my favorite death. Like her going to
the cop getting his head stomped.
I thought that was funny. I thought that was funny, personally.
I thought it was funny too, because this dude's got a whole ass fucking gun and he's letting a guy who's got his hands cuffed behind his back beat him up.
Well, he's also a freshly created alien. He may not have known how to use the gun. You know, there may have been instincts left over, but there may not have been enough instinct to, like, pull the trigger.
But he was already attacked by another person.
Yes, but he didn't kill the other person.
They have a hive mind. They gain, like, the knowledge of the person that they take over.
Yes, but did any of these other people actually use a gun? Any of the other hive mind?
No, because they didn't have the budget for it.
Right. They don't have the... They didn't have the budget for the muzzle flash outside of once.
Yeah.
No, Mama didn't shoot the shotgun, and... Her daughter only shot a gun once. That's it. Not a lot of action outside of knife action in this movie. Knifing and biting. That's a cheap fucking fight right there. What was your favorite kill? Oh yeah, you already said.
Yeah.
The officer getting curb stomped. By a guy who's handcuffed, by the way. Let's not leave that out. He was handcuffed, his hands were cuffed behind his back, and he got the best of the cop with the gun.
Yeah, right?
Enough to stomp the shit out of him.
Fuck.
Here's my question. If the guy wasn't an alien and he had just curb stomped the shit out of this guy's head, what the hell would he have done? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that contemplative look on his face. Well, yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah.
And to use that to segue into good questions, we are going to move on from talking about this lovely little movie to a few Master Debater cards just to
been a while.
It's been a while since we've done any real games on the end of the podcast. We're gearing up to actually do the pitch.
We haven't
storm.
Really had many people on recently, though. So
that is true. That is true. We've been sort of a two-person podcast. We are looking for new people, but it's the end of the third season, and there's a little bit of fatigue, and we need to find a way to bring something new, fresh, and interesting to what we're doing.
Yeah.
So. We're working on three different segments, bringing Miss B's tea time back. Way that we're looking at it, we'll have one guest on, but they'll be on three separate episodes. So that'll help fill in some content a little bit. That being said, I won't talk about that. I was going to talk about the little deal that me and Omar were talking about, and I had discussed.
Yeah, no, leave it for a surprise.
Surprise. Okay.
Well, surprise the listeners and the viewers and whatever.
Surprise the guests.
The guests too.
We're just gonna blindfold a bunch of random people. Hey, come on, guys. We're gonna have a cut. Don't mind the walk. I know it's all uphill.
Don't spoil the thing.
Okay, I won't. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna start with a couple of Master Debater cards. We're not gonna do a pitch storm tonight. We're gonna save that for the beginning of the year. First episode, we'll have a couple of pitch storms out there. That being said, first question is a question of how disgusted can you make yourself? If you were up to your neck in a barrel of poop and a baseball was thrown at your head, would you duck? And I'm thinking, I guess it depends upon how hard the baseball was being thrown.
I'm going to need you to repeat everything because Owen was being a shit.
Oh, did you mute me while Owen was going ballistic?
I muted myself.
Oh, okay. So the question was, if you were up to your neck in a barrel of poop and somebody threw a baseball at your head, are you ducking? Are you ducking if you were up to your neck in a barrel of poop?
You're up to your neck in a barrel of poop.
Are you ducking? That means almost full going, you know, face first into the poop.
No.
I'm going to say it depends upon how hard they're throwing the ball. If I see them, like, winding up for a fastball knocked to the head, I might just be willing to
swing your head and fucking knock yourself over and get the fuck out of the barrel.
Right? Who says you can't tilt to the side? You might take it in the ear. Wonder how tight that barrel is. Now I'm just thinking about having a nasal passage.
For I don't want to think about it.
No.
God, you choose a shit fucking question.
Here's a question. You can look. You can look your boy behind you dead in the eyes while you're answering this question. Are you ready? Are professional video game players athletes?
No.
Are they athletes?
No.
Because they have the whole esports thing, and people make money doing it. But are they professional athletes?
They're not professional athletes. They don't physically train for the sport.
Oh, they do. They certainly do physically train.
They train thumbs.
They train to be able to sit and concentrate for a long period of time. For long periods of time.
It's not a sport.
It's not a sport? Not even if they're playing sports?
It's
not a sport.
It's virtual fucking sports. It's not real sports.
No, okay. Okay.
Guaranteed, half of those motherfuckers wouldn't be able to fucking throw an actual ball.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I mean, as much as I love playing video games, it is...
It's like, not a sport!
As far as I'm concerned, it is like a lack of production. Like, no video game I've ever played has made me gone and wake up the next day and made me feel like I actually accomplished anything. It's like, oh, I got another trophy. That's not a trophy. It's a little digital ding. Look, you did this. You know?
Yeah.
That's not a trophy. A lot of people feel really good about themselves clearing all the trophies on this thing. And I play games on occasion to kind of de-stress and kind of zone out a little bit from all the shit that's going on around me. But I have never thought to myself, man, that was a workout. Whew. I really accomplished something there. No. Never. Never once.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. So,
not a sport.
General consensus, that's a no on our end. Okay. Which of these two would you rather hang out with for a day? Weird Al Yankovic or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Mmm.
I'm going to be honest. For an entire day, I'm going to have to go with Weird Al. I'm going to have to go to Weird Al. Just
because... Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'd be down for sitting down for a dinner and picking his brain and talking to him, but for an entire day, the humor, I'd want to laugh all day long, and that's Weird Al right there.
I mean, I'm all down for the science-y shit.
You should have seen the mortified look on Ben's face the other day. I'm sitting in the car and I'm playing my music, and so. If I don't think you've ever seen my Spotify playlist, but I have one fucking playlist that is just a slush pile of a little over 900 songs that I've liked over the years. 900 songs.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And there's an entire swath of all the songs that I actually liked by Weird Al that all seem to play in a row no matter whether or not I shuffle. And the That's Weird funny. Al playlist, part of the playlist, came on while he had one of his good friends. We were going out to the mall, the Square One Mall. Down in Linfield, and he was like, oh God, please ignore my father's music, please.
Just absolutely fucking mortified.
Yes, because it's Weird Al. I mean, I like Weird Al, but it's like, he's not the kind of person you sit in the car for a long drive listening to.
No.
It's like, you hear the song come on every once in a while, one of his songs come on, you laugh, and then you go about your day. Not
exactly.
Listen to four or five songs in a row and go, why am I still doing this?
It's like listening to The Lonely Island for an entire day.
No, you're right. You can't do it. It's just like, every once in a while, you know, I just had Sex Pops on. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty funny. You know?
You're right?
But then it goes into, I'm on a boat. And then it goes into, oh God, what was that other song? He has so many songs that are just sex related. Makes you feel like you're not really having
Dick in a box.
None of them are having any. Just
stick in a box, throw it on the ground.
Oh, nope, that's, well, yeah. Jizz in my pants.
Jizz in my pants!
Yes, that was probably one of the funniest fucking videos. Like, it just devolves into them just saying it over and over and over again. Like, there's no reasons anymore. It's just, okay, dude, at that point it's premature ejaculation. You need to see a fucking doctor. See somebody about that shit.
Anyway.
Moving on. Which would you find scarier? if The Walking Dead were our real life world, or if the Teletubbies were our real life world.
Absolutely Teletubbies. Are you kidding me? The Walking Dead is slow zombies.
Some They're of them walking. Are slow. There are some fast zombies. There's a few.
Couple, but like...
There's walkers, and then occasionally there's runners.
Occasionally, so. But Teletubbies are much more scary than those fucking zombies.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. So, you're going with Teletubbies?
Yep.
I fully fucking agree.
Yep.
I'll give you another little story. Teletubbies. My wife, my youngest, when she was just a little one, loved the Teletubbies. My oldest, sorry, my apologies. Serenity. And my wife went out and bought all four of the talking Teletubbies. The ones that if you press one of their tummies, they all start talking to each other.
Oh, that's very uncomfortable.
And so they're sitting in a circle and all just talking back and forth to each other. And Serenity is just having a ball. It's like the Teletubbies are in front of me talking. She's a little thing, you know. She's like a year and a half old and just... Ah! And I'm sitting here going, that is the creepiest fucking thing that I have ever seen.
That's on par with those gremlin motherfuckers.
Oh, that's Furbies. Horrible. Gremlins. Let's just try just shy of a cute Chucky. Just
Furbies.
Furbies. Oh my god, Furbies. Yeah.
Yep.
Were those necessary? Anyway.
No. We had all. This thing. It was called the Eaves, and it was like this little tiny hallway. It's crawl space, more like, between my brother's and my room and my mother's room. This is when we were little kids. I was like 7. And fucking, we would throw all our unwanted toys into the eaves. And there were like 6 fucking Furbies in there. So just randomly throughout the night, you'd hear one Furby go off and then the rest of them would go off and it would echo through the entire fucking house.
Your house is haunted horrifying. By fucking Furbies. The disembodied voices.
We threw that shit out the window and it ended up back in the eaves.
How?
I don't know. There's fucking cursed items.
Somebody was playing a fucking joke on you is what they were doing. That's...
They were cursed.
I don't like Furbies. I never liked Furbies. I don't like animals in general that talk back to you for some reason. I never liked them. Like, I had my first bad experience with Teddy Ruxpin. You know what's good? You know what's real fun? Put death metal in Teddy Ruxpin. You know, just... Watching Teddy Ruxpin's mouth flap every time the... Yeah. That's the best. Not having Teddy Ruxpin read you a nighttime story. Put death metal in Teddy Ruxpin. That's all I ask. So, alright. Last Master Debater card of the evening.
Alright.
Which is worse? Having your voice never exceed a whisper, or having your voice never get quieter than a yell?
Never get quieter than a yell.
I don't know if you've listened to me on this podcast, but I project. That's how I talk. My voice rarely gets quieter than a yell. So having my voice never get higher than a whisper, I would constantly feel like I was never being heard.
I'm okay with that.
You know? Well, you might be okay with hiding, but I talk. I talk a lot. Too much.
I know.
See, you know. You know me. I'm the kind of guy that, like, if you give me an opening, I will corner you and just give you my life fucking story. Hey, did I tell you about... You know, it's... I've had people just... I can see them. That's like, oh, I gotta stop. Because their eyes are starting to roll into the back of their head. Like, oh my god, when is he gonna stop? Like right now. I could stop talking, couldn't I? I could. I could end the podcast right now, couldn't I?
We could, but we could. I mean, you're keeping it going.
Because I won't stop fucking talking. Is a pizza an open-faced sandwich, yes or no?
No.
Yes. It is definitely an open-faced sandwich. It is bread.
It's a short pie.
It is bread. It is meat. It is cheese. There is a sauce. Sometimes there is vegetables. You put another piece of bread on top of that. That is a fucking sandwich called the calzone. It is an open-faced sandwich.
Is a calzone even a sandwich?
A calzone is definitely a sandwich. It's folded Siri. Over. It's bread on top of bread with stuff in the middle. That I feel like a Hot Pocket is a fucking sandwich. A Hot Pocket is nothing but a mini calzone. That's all it is. a calzone is...
Calzones are stuffed bread, not a sandwich.
You know what?
Similar in form to Russian pierogi, which are baked rather than fried, or hand pies filled with fruit.
You know what? It is still a sandwich. I don't care. I don't care. Tomato, fucking tomato.
A sandwich
tomato.
Is two pieces of bread with fillings.
Right,
this
exactly.
This is two pieces of bread.
But
it's... This is just one single piece folded. It'd be more of a taco than a sandwich.
There you go. That's a good argument. That's actually a really good argument. Calzone is a fucking taco. It's a fucking Italian taco. That's what it is.
Basically. Oh my god, I want spaghetti tacos.
Oh. Actually, I could use fish tacos right now. I do like fish tacos. They're good.
I made some pasta with meat sauce. I could just throw that shit into a taco. Oh my god.
Go to the Cheesecake Company down in Boston. We went to the Cheesecake Company down there, right there near the
Stuffed
bottom of the
Prudential
Center. And their fucking fish tacos are amazing. They really are.
Word.
I mean, you don't have to go all the way to Boston. I'm sure there's a Cheesecake Factory a little closer.
I've literally never been to a Cheesecake
You've
Factory.
You've never been to a Cheesecake Factory. You have
No, because I don't like cheesecake.
Yes, but it's not just
it's
a cheesecake
It's more than just
place.
Cheesecake, yes. I know.
Their food is actually really good.
I heard really they have, is. Like, a 30-foot long fucking menu.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's fucking huge. or you know what? Just go to Fuddruckers, actually. I'm being...
They fucking got rid of the Fuddruckers near here.
They did. You have to... Well, there's another one over, like, in Andover. There's a few around here.
Are you fucking serious?
No.
Google!
You're Googling it? Yep. There's
I'm Googling
a couple
it.
Of Fuddruckers around here. You didn't know that? You can go right over to Andover. It's like, Oh, God. Right up by the college there. If you take a right off of the highway over by the entrance for Lawrence by where the Showcase Cinemas used to be.
It's in
there's
Redding.
A Fuddruckers right there. Redding. My apologies. Why did I think Andover? It's close.
I don't know, but...
It's not that far
my
away.
My love, there's a Fuddruckers in Redding.
It is
we
far
have to
closer
go.
To you than it is to me.
Yeah.
It's far closer to you than it is to me. Like, it's a little trip for me. You got half the distance from where I am.
Yeah, right.
So go to Fuddruckers and sit down and take part in their 3-pound burger challenge.
Oh my god, there's this fucking place in Alston that I want to go to.
Yeah?
That just came out. Hang on, I sent photos of this to my brother. I'm pretty sure I sent it to the main chat too, but I don't remember.
Okay.
Where is that sandwich? There.
What sandwich?
Okay.
Did you send it back to the chat?
I'm about to.
Are we sitting here and looking at pictures on a vocal podcast? Is that what we're doing right
now? We're looking at pictures of food.
We are looking at
on a
pictures
vocal
of
podcast.
Food that no one can possibly see. We're going to have to like put them up in the chat now. We're going
yeah,
to have
right?
to put them up in the chat because we are looking at pictures of food that...
This place is called Yas Chicken.
Okay. Oh, wow. That is amazing looking. Is that
it
ravioli
so
on top of a chicken
fucking
sandwich?
Good, bro.
Is that ravioli on top of a chicken sandwich? Am I looking at that correctly?
Nah, that's mac and cheese.
That's
shells.
Mac and cheese on top of what looks like a barbecue chicken sandwich.
Yep, with hella salt, seasoned fries.
That looks like it would be... I would have to, like, stop eating for 2 days to be able to ingest that thing.
I fucking need it right now.
The calorie content... I am on a diet! Do you remember the reason for me going on
That's
a diet?
That's right.
Do you remember the reason for me going on a diet?
The reason most people go on diets?
You are the reason I'm going on a diet. It's you. You drew a picture of me one day and I looked like a fucking heffalump. And I'm looking at the... Is that what you see when you look at me? Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
I know it was a caricature, but I was huge. And I'm like...
Not that huge!
You made me look like the white fat Albert.
I'm
sorry. You made me
sorry.
Look like the white fat Albert. And I'm looking at myself and like, I know I'm big. I got some weight issues. But I didn't even look at myself that way. And then I stepped on
so
a scale
sorry.
One day, and the scale looked at me and go, she ain't wrong. I've been going on a diet. I've been a lot better about my weight. I'm hitting the gym with Omar, who doesn't seem to know where this podcast is anymore. And
oh my god! So you've been going to the gym with Omar, but he's too busy to fucking jump on the cast for an hour.
Well, in his defense, I'm going to the gym while we're both at work. So we like run across each other during our breaks together. And then I stay a little later because it coincides with his lunch break.
I forget that your place has a fucking gym.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Constantly forget that shit.
Do you remember how the gym used to look? How it was kind of ratty?
No, I never went in there.
Well, they re-upped. It looks like a real fucking gym now. So nice. There's like nice equipment in there. Huh?
Is there a pool?
A pool?
It's not a real gym without a pool.
No, it's not a like pool kind of gym. What do you mean it's not a real gym if there's no pool? There's no pool down here at Planet Fitness. There's no pool.
I know, but there should be.
Of course, there's like a what are those water massage tables? That fucking thing's amazing. I will tell you that right
now. Oh my god, I'm taking my friend to get a massage on Saturday.
Yes.
Super fucking excited. I tried booking an appointment for the both of us, but they don't have two therapists available at the same time, so fucking I'm just gonna get it for her and then go back another time for myself.
I really, really, really want a professional massage, but when it comes right down to it, I can barely afford to get the kind of massage you go to the fucking mall and sit in a chair in front of fucking Newbury Comics for. That's the closest massage that I can get. I was thinking about maybe forking over the $20 to $25 to go to one of those. They have like a little massage thing, like where you go in and you just kind of lean forward on this chair and somebody gets up behind you and rubs your back.
Yeah.
It's like $20, $25.
The one that I'm getting for my friend is like a full body massage with then extra like facial massage type thing when they use like jojoba oils and they like give you a fancy scalp massage. Oh. It's only for $100.
I need.
It sounds really good and like they were super accommodating to all my questions. Like they sound really good.
I sit in a chair far too often and my back kills on a continual basis.
I fucking know how you feel.
Sometimes I will just slouched
over my computer.
I will just turn on the TV and lay in the middle of the floor staring at my ceiling because it just feels good.
Yep.
Just sit there. I'm not watching the TV. My face is pointed at the ceiling. I've seen this movie. Who gives a fuck? Oh.
Yep.
Another little thing. So beginning of next month also begins a new little segment that I am personally doing. It's a one-person thing because I don't know if you want... you can participate if you want, but I don't know if you want to sit down and try to watch 500 movies over the next year.
That's so much.
That is so much. But
it's so much, Chris.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, you do that. I am not committing to that.
And I'm just going to do a little snippet.
That is way more commitment than I am willing to put in.
I'm going to do a little one-person segment, just motor mouth through, you know, two movies at a time, just like, this is what the fuck I've been watching all week long, you know, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
Well, I can do it at the end of the podcast. I don't care, right? Because, like...
It's like at least two new movies every day for a year.
Yeah, approximately. It's almost two new movies. But, like, the way I look at it, like, I can watch, like, a movie a day and then cram in, like, a couple of movies during the weekend. You know what I mean?
Do that many movies even exist?
I wish...
doing this for 3-4 years now.
Oh, yeah. We haven't...
So, like, that within that 500 movies... You're not going to run into a couple of, like, repeats?
I've already started a list so that I don't have repeats.
There you go.
I have actually a list of... I have a notebook with the list of all the movies that I've watched since this podcast began. And nice. I realize that there are a lot of classic films that I have not sat down and watched.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's also a lot of obscure, shitty movies I haven't watched either, and you know how much I love those.
Yeah.
You know? So, we shall fucking see.
Yep.
That being said, thank you for sitting down and listening to Cinematic Anarchy once again, ending the third year of our podcast. If you are still listening to us, fucking God bless you.
Woo!
Whatever God you happen to pray to, bless you. Bless you. We can be found on any one of your social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, wherever the fuck you go. Okay, you'll find us on Instagram. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple and Google Podcasts. We are on most podcasting platforms, and we are now newly on a podcasting platform called Newsly, who should very soon be putting us on their feature page.
Fuck yes.
That being said, thank you again, and Miss B.
Drink some fucking water, you thirsty bitches, and thank you for sticking around.
Thank you for sticking around. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to go drink some water, because I am one thirsty bitch.
I got mine.
Yeah, I don't have mine. That's why I was coughing a little earlier. I'm a thirsty bitch, and I forgot my water.